Blog Talk Radio.
Since the start of the 2000s,
The sun now is reaching a maximum peak, and that's going to peak next year. You know, along with everything else pointing on a 2012 scenario.
Didn't quite understand what you said about the sun. The sun is doing what?
Well, the sun has made drastic changes.
Yeah.
And you know, the sun is the hub of it all, because that's where the energy that we live by, you know, is emanating. But, you know, it's understanding the sun a little bit differently than, you know, what we've been taught in school. And, you know, I've talked for years now how we've used the sun, or ancient civilizations of antiquity used the sun as a portal, or as a tunnel to go from one star system to another.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talk about the relationships that we have with all planet cultures. And, you know, this is, so much of it is geared on the sun and our solar system. But to make a long story short, our sun is actually a black hole. Just like at the center of our Milky Way, there is a black hole. But that basically is the root of all energy patterns. Now, I could jump all around here, but you know, you mentioned before the weather patterns.
Yep.
You know, I feel kind of bad because here in the East Coast, in Massachusetts, not too far from Lila, you and Leo and myself, four people were killed.
Yeah.
And it's a rarity. But you know what's a rarity is, you know, the dangers we hear from down south. 400 people were killed by tornadoes.
Oh no, wasn't that awful?
Yes, it is. It's unbelievable in a sense, because you know, in our lifetime, I think you can count the number of major tornadoes that's taken lives like this, and yet we've had several, you know, in a matter of this year. But
I think
it's just part of the weather patterns of not only tornadoes, but with the snow and the rain and so forth. It's all part of the energy patterns, not only on the Earth, but in our solar system, and how they're affecting matter and life all around us.
Well, in my lifetime, I've experienced two tornadoes myself, but five really strong tornadoes all around in different places close to me. That's a lot.
Mm, yeah.
I remember.
Well,
there was,
you know, I that is just part of one bit of power, I guess, Mother Nature has in store for us. But we've been talking about seeing all this pressure and energies being released. And you take a look at what happened in Japan and these earthquakes. The devastation from that quake over in Japan. Leo, you hit upon that in your radio show a couple nights ago. What has happened? I mean, that accident in Japan with the nuclear power plants, it equals 50 times that of Chernobyl. Or was it higher than that, Leo?
Actually, it's 50 times. It's another 50 for Chernobyls. But it also...
Well, maybe more.
They said that, but it's actually...
And to fathom, you know, just one, you know, let alone 50? I mean, it's astronomical.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And the problem isn't even that Fukushima went off like that. The problem is that same construction was built in California, was built on the east coast of Connecticut. Okay, they were all built by General Electric Design, okay, and General Electric Engineers.
And they're all on fault.
And they're all on fault lines, okay. I mean, it's absolutely insane. The one on the west coast, on the east coast here, we have two of them, okay, one at Indian Point, which is very close to you, which is in Hudson, on the Hudson River, and the other
outside
is...
Just outside of New York City.
Right. And
not
the,
close, close
right,
to
and yours. The other, and it's leaking plutonium. It's leaking.
It's
been leaking for a number of years, and they haven't been able to stop it. The other is the Waterford, Connecticut one, which is in our area. And, you know, I remember seeing a chart that stated if there was actually a meltdown, the radiation levels, okay, would circulate outwards of at least 150 miles, okay? The intense radiation that would come from these 150-mile radius, right? That encompasses the entire state of Connecticut and part of Long Island, all right? In fact, the Long Island people, Christie Brinkley, was a major, major anti-nuclear activist
against the Waterford plant
because of that. And there was also a plant that was constructed somewhere along the New York coast, all right? And these things are absolutely horrendous, George. And they have been labeled the two most unsafe nuclear plants in the United States. And they're right here, right within 50 miles of us.
And within 100, both of them are within contamination distance of New York City.
Absolutely.
One of the largest metropolises in the country.
In the world.
Or in the world,
You know, so it's like...
You could never evacuate those people.
No, how could you evacuate New York City? How could you evacuate the state of New York, or 30 million people? It is absolutely crazy. But
That's the looming danger.
But this is what the problem they have in Fukushima right now is that, you know, in that article that I posted, which was called Fukushima, all right, that stated that there was that upwards of two-thirds, they're predicting, of Japan itself
will be
uninhabitable. Up to two-thirds, okay?
Can you imagine?
I mean, it's like
oh,
where
I can't imagine
people going
to
go?
I really can't.
And who's
going
to take them? Because they're going to be ill.
Who's going to take them? What happened in Chernobyl, in Japan, the people that contacted radiation were never accepted in society. They were isolated. That, you know, on Nagasaki and Hiroshima,
mm-hmm.
those people were isolated from society because they knew that they had a problem. And of the 50,000 people that they targeted as people that were, had received the highest levels of radiation, within they tracked them for 20 to 30 years, okay, their lives. 10,000 out of the 50,000 died of cancer, okay? The average number of people that die of cancer out of 50,000 in Japan was only 5,000. So what happened is that the number of cancers increased, doubled, okay, in a course of about 20 years, okay? And what happened is, now, that was just Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Okay, the Fukushima accident,
Daiichi plant.
That plant, okay, was 50 times Chernobyl, which was equivalent to one of those freaking bombs, okay? And so you can imagine, and I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if I sent it to you, but there was the satellite report. Satellites, photos of where the of how the radiation levels were affecting the Gulf Stream. And they got into the Gulf Stream, and the entire northern hemisphere is completely
polluted.
Contaminated by radiation.
Yeah.
In fact, California, it was ten times higher than the radiation levels in Tokyo, and yet in California. They mentioned nothing, and they allowed kids to go to school. But in Tokyo and the rest of Japan, because it was raining radiation, they wouldn't allow them outside. They wouldn't allow children outside of the house. And yet, in California, where it was 10 times higher,
they never even mentioned warnings, no warnings
were given whatsoever. All right.
Can you imagine how that's going to contaminate the crops
In San Francisco. 14,000 times safety level, EPA safety levels for radiation on surface water. 14,000 times, okay? And so, and it's just absolutely horrendous. And what's happened to the rest of the world? And they predict that one third of the Pacific Ocean will be dead within a year, all right? Because of the amount of plutonium that has leaked into
that's pouring into the sea.
That's actually leaked into the sea. One third of the Pacific Ocean, George.
It's hard to fathom. But you asked me before.
It's
in October, you know, what does that co-creation mean? You know, it's hard for me to fathom, you know, just the dangers that we're living right now.
And well, I think, George, we
haven't even hit upon the pollution down in the Gulf of Mexico that's happened last year.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was terrible.
Compared to Fukushima,
it's a pinhole. Okay, next to Fukushima.
I'm looking for the life-saving grace here, you know. What can be done? I mean, it's too late now to stop anything from happening. And even though, you know, we got dangers here in New York, with some of the plants here in this country, what can we do?
Shut them down.
They
need to all be shut down, George. Yeah. None of them are safe.
Yeah, well, all right, that's great. But what do we do about what's happened already? We have been contaminated. There are ways, and this has happened before.
If you keep going through,
there are ways to live around this and survive. But you know, you're painting a very grim picture for the future,
we have to
recycle this stuff or try to clean up what we can, and I think we can.
Well, the thing is,
shutting down what we have so we don't create more.
But listen to this.
I agree there, yes.
Now listen, George, France, over 85% of their power comes from nuclear power, 85%.
Yeah.
All right. Now the amazing thing with them is they recycle their waste, their radiation waste. Okay, we don't. What we do is we stockpile or we put it underground.
Well, how do they recycle it?
They have a method where they actually recycle
So they don't create more waste.
That's right. They just keep using
the same
uranium.
Stuff.
They can recycle it. Don't ask me exactly how. It's a process, but. But France has developed. They have 85% of the national electricity and power comes from nuclear power. All right. Now they're having major protests there to shut down these plants, as well as in Germany, as well as in England, as well as all of Europe. They're having incredible things, and you're not hearing it here. But you can go to European sites, websites, and so on, and you can see the protests. Germany decided that, you know, they just passed a bill in their parliament that they would shut down, phase out nuclear power altogether in Germany by 2022, which is
because it's just too dangerous.
Yeah, 10 more years. So it's like, you know, they want it all out, and they've had hundreds of thousands of people
demonstrating
in the street, demonstrating to close down the nuclear sites.
And that's what we need in this country.
In the United States. They're protesting around here too, but I mean, we don't have that same.
We want
to close those damn things.
Well, we're such a big country that
we're not as dependent. Only 20% of our power comes from nuclear. All right, but because of that, people aren't as concerned. But people in the United States, believe it or not, are more fearful of nuclear power than any other country in the world, and. Now that Fukushima came up, we really are afraid.
It was forced on us.
Yeah.
It was forced on us. A lot of people didn't want it.
We had coal and oil
and
all these other methods to produce power. All right.
And I think that's what we're going to we're going to be focusing on. I think alternative power sources, because our petroleum years are over with.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's right now. It's in a crisis and it's failing completely, and that's what you're saying now. The last of the powers that be, they're gone. Rockefeller and his days are gone. So it's new energy sources now that are coming into play. I mean, there are money out there in the market. I mean, the Indians in India have built several units. And they're producing energy without having to pollute the atmosphere. or the ground. But I remember years ago, I was a crazy man going around talking about crystals. You know, in my years of research and trying to understand what it was all about, past civilizations, they used crystal, just like the ancient Lanterians. There were a crystal society where it was done by directing crystals, using crystals. Crystals hold energy. And, as we're talking here, crystals may be one approach that we could use in cleaning up the toxic pollution from Japan.
That'd be good.
We can use crystals to absorb nuclear fusion, and that's the only thing that I could think of. I mean, there are ways by adding additional electrons to water that we can clean up 80% of the pollution in the world, and I'm talking about major oil slicks, and we can clean that up instantaneously.
Like the Gulf. Why are they doing
that? We have the technology to clean that up in a heartbeat. That's something different, but crystals can do that. And, we're just tapping into energy or technology that the ancients used that we forgot how to use, and now it's available to us again because I think of the technology of understanding crystals and, with my knowledge of sacred geometries, how the ancient used basic primers of life
stop for a second, George, and step back for a minute. You said that we have the technology to clean up all the pollution, then
yes.
Why do you think it's not being used?
Because of politics, my dear.
Well, do you believe that we are undergoing human depopulation right now?
I'm sure.
You know,
you can imagine that we thought about even religions are manifesting, and there's no good or bad, either good or bad they're manifesting. So it just so happens that whatever we have been focused on and directed toward is manifesting itself, if we like it or not. Organized religion, some of them has had thousands of years for this belief to come, and now is a time where it is happening, and it's happening in this time. So, whatever belief system you live by and whatever beliefs you thought that directed your life, they will happen right now. And the fact is, once we realize this, we'll be able to realize the rest of this illusion that we're experiencing and understand that we're co-creators of that illusion, and we can continue with our own illusion. That is what the Mayans talk about in October, where we're going to be entering that time of co-creation with a unity consciousness, with everybody being able to focus in on their own individual reality. And the speed in which things are happening right now, we've been following this regiment of 360 days of 1 year. We were experiencing 20 years of our experience in our time. That's going to speed up to every 20 days. From 360 days to every 20 days, we're going to experience reality, but we're going to create it.
Hey, George, we got a caller. Let's put him on for a minute.
Okay.
Good evening, 207. Are you with us?
Yes, hello. It's my name is Don Selman. I'm from Maine, and I just wanted to say that they're planning on contact with extraterrestrials real soon, and one of the key technology, one of the most important technologies that they're going to introduce is immortality. And that is going to enable us to live thousands of years, maybe 100,000 or like 500,000 years. It's going to be it's one of the technologies that they're going to introduce to our civilization on Earth. And many of these alien civilizations, I had my own experience when I was out in West Texas. You should move there if you want to see some real cool stuff.
What kind of experience did you have?
Well, I saw an extraterrestrial that was cloaking itself, and it uncloaked itself less than 2 feet away from me.
What did it look like?
It was bright, shiny. It was sparkling. It was sparkles, multicolored, sparkling, electrostatic, multicolored, sparkly dots with electrostatic.
Did it have a form or a shape or
interior? It was absolutely beautiful. It was the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful things, one of the prettiest things that I've seen in a long time.
Could you tell the gender
I could see was its forearm. The only thing I could see was its forearm, and I attempted to shake hands with the being, and it remained motionless, and it would not shake my hand.
Don, is that your name, Don?
John.
Oh, John. Okay. Thanks for calling, John.
You're welcome. It's all right, but one thing that I'd like you guys to really explore with your minds, or you know, with your imagination, explore with your imagination, is the fact that they're going to introduce immortality to humankind, to our civilization. That's one thing that I'd really like you guys to explore with your imagination. It's going to be just unbelievable, guys.
Is that what they left you?
Unbelievably
with
cool. Unbelievably
that's
cool.
What they're going to do.
Oh, I know people. I just know people.
But John, can I ask you one question? Question is, do you think it'll be? I believe, and George believes, and Lila believes, that we're undergoing right now a diabolical human depopulation program.
No. Listen, there is a. I'm not going to get into it, but it's for good and it's for the better. It's for the humankind, the human population, so that we can effectively survive. If you look at the Georgia Stone guidestones, the Georgia guidestones, the values of the New World Order are beauty, truth, love.
I think
that's
a lot of bullshit.
Attempting to do. No, it's not bullshit. Okay, well, then I guess I'll.
Guys, they want to call 2/3 of the world population. They want us down to half a billion people, all right? Now, I don't know if there's compassion, love, and human kindness involved with killing 7.5 or 6.5 million, billion people, all right?
What makes any of us think we're going to be among the ones that they're not going to?
Yeah, and if you read Bertrand Russell, you read George Bernard Shaw or H.G. Wells, these Fabians from the old age, okay, who wanted to kill everybody, okay, except the elite, all right? These people have passed on their insanity, okay, to their offspring. Until now, we have these multi-bajillionaires, okay, who like Bill Gates and Buffett and all these other assholes, okay, who want to kill everybody. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, all right, they're the ones that should be destroyed, not us. Okay, you destroy this elitist group of individuals, all right. You save the planet, all right? You destroy 6.5 billion people, you've destroyed civilization. Now, if you think a couple of squirmy little worms or sperms from a couple of elitist bastards, all right, could possibly repopulate a planet, then you got some serious problems here, all right?
Leo?
So this is where we're coming from.
Leo, Donna, if I could break it from the John, you still there?
No, he hung up. He couldn't handle the pressure. All right.
Well, I want to answer John's question because I think it's a valid point.
Okay, the people that think they're going to fucking survive this thing, okay?
Leo, I understand what you're saying. But I think what John was saying is that, immortality, it's in our blood in a sense, and yet it's in our being. I believe we are immortal.
Do you remember Zardoz? Remember the movie Zardoz? All right, with Sean Connery? He was a mutant, okay? And what happened, this was a sci-fi movie. It was a cult classic. It was a brilliant movie, all right? But Zardoz, all right, was an elitist group of scientists and their offspring, okay, developed the formula for immortality. But there was only a few thousand of them that existed on the planet. The rest were all mutants and all killers and all barbarians and cannibals and everything else.
Probably exposed completely to radiation,
okay? Now, this movie was a brilliant movie. I adored Sean Connery for the rest of my life because he portrayed this character and in Zardoz. And the fact was is that this was exactly what's happening now. People are believing that they're the ones that are going to survive. Okay, assholes like George Bernard Shaw, Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells, George Orwell, all of these crazy bastards, okay, were the ones that came up with this idea, okay, of eugenics and genocide and destruction of the entire human race, okay, and enslavement of the human race, all right? And this has been going on for years. This is the Illuminati. This is the New World Order. This is what they've been pushing. And the elitists, okay, that 1%, that 0.1% of the human race, okay, are the ones who think that they're going to rule everything. They rule a lot now, okay?
Well, they have complete control of all the finances.
Sure, they have control of the finances. They have control of everything.
Politics.
All right? But the thing is, Bill, is that I'm not going down easy, okay? I don't think George is going down easy, and I know definitely Liva ain't going down easy, all right? And, you know, bring it on, pal. You know, we understand, okay? We know what you're doing, okay? And, you know, it ain't going to work. So
it is working, Leo.
It's not going to work with me. It's not going to work with you.
You can't fight radiation. If you're going to die from it, you're going to die from it.
Let me tell you right now, there are two very strong antitoxins for radiation.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Number one is baking soda. Number two is sea salt. Those are the two.
That's what you read. You don't know
well,
whether they are.
They claim
or not.
Scientifically
yeah,
that those are the two that are used the most at, you know, to detox radiation. So I would suggest
you
guys
have to have
use
tons
that.
Of it.
No, well, you just need a normal amount, a teaspoon or so of baking soda each, you know, every day while you're under this incredible radiation attack, which we are under right now.
You don't know that these things work. You've just read about them.
This is what it said. Okay, this is what's been said. These are scientists that have studied radiation. Okay, and doctors. All right. So these are the two most effective antitoxins to beat out the radiation levels.
Well, George, what do you think?
Well, I still want to go back to John, the poor guy. I wanted to answer his question.
We're all going to, he's going to be one of the 500 million people that survive on the earth. And there are a lot of those people, okay, that believe they're going to, because they got some place in Maine or they got some place, some cave in Kentucky or whatever the hell they are, all right, that they're going to survive this.
Well, maybe he is.
Well, maybe he will, you know. But I'll goddamn tell you right now, all right, I intend to survive it, okay, and I intend to tell people what's going on, okay. And they may take it or not take it, but people in the know understand. People in the know are considering survivalist methods right now. Okay, all right. But hey,
do you think they are, George?
Yeah, I do believe they are. Yeah, But I think they're adapting with everything. They're learning how to adapt real quick. I mean, just like we've been able to adapt to these crazy weather patterns we've been experiencing.
Yeah. But, George, I got to tell you, I mean, what's your feeling about human depopulation and culling this world down to half a billion people from seven billion people.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, but you know what?
It is happening.
Right, it's happening now. If we lose a third of the world, the oceans, the land, the people, okay?
If you lose,
we haven't lost them yet. I mean, we've been polluted, yeah, but I think there's other factors here that we can't ignore, and one of them is our ability to police ourselves or to protect ourselves. And I think Mother Nature and the natures that be are compensating us personally. That is one reason why we are surviving right now, is because something is changing. And for one thing, our DNA is changing and we're adapting. And, you know, I want to answer John's question too as we go along here, because there is a way for mortality, for immortality. And the ancients knew that. I mean, they lived 600, 700 years, even thousands of years. But some of the outside conditions have changed, and they don't live as long as they used to. And one of the reasons why is because the DNA manipulating that went into our strand. And we have been manipulated, but I think right now, with the energies that we're receiving from the basic energy source, which is our sun, has changed and is changing us and affecting our DNA. And a lot of this is identified. Because of the changes we've made since the early 70s. And since then, the children that have been born are different. Their DNA patterns are different. All life has experienced some kind of evolutionary jump. What it is it's just part of nature, part of the way things are.
Well, I have, George, quite frankly, all right, anything that, or anyone, okay, who can consider 6.5 billion deaths, all right,
as progress
to the future is a fucking idiot, okay? Not only is an idiot, but a sociopathic, nightmare, demonic son of a freaking bitch, okay? Anybody who can consider that kind of loss of human life, all right, is out of their goddamn minds, okay, and should be, you know, put deep within the ground, dead, all right, cremated, obliterated from the universe, okay, because that kind of mentality is absolutely and positively inconceivable, okay, with human existence. All right,
it's a demonic because it is human existence,
extraterrestrial existence that is so alien to anything of any compassion, love, human kindness, human condition. All right, it's just an abomination.
That's a Holocaust.
And that's what you see in these Georgia Guidestones. That's what you see in this Illuminati. That's what you see in this Masonry. That's what you see in these secret cults. Okay, are fucking crazy people. Okay, absolutely insane. Okay, and and if they think that we are going to take it, I don't think so. You know what I mean? I don't think so. You know, I would put them down so fast. Okay, if I actually knew their identities. All right, and it's like, come on, who in the hell is kidding you? If they put that gun to my head, believe me, I would turn it to their mouths, okay? And that would be the end of that.
It doesn't work so simply, Leo.
It doesn't. They know it does.
Well, they know it.
They're killing millions of people every month,
yes,
okay,
yes,
around the planet.
But they don't do it so
often. Toxic vaccines,
I realize that, Leo. They don't do it very obviously. It's mass extermination.
That's what it is.
In a very clever way.
And we
so
accept it.
People
we
don't,
accept
people
it. Oh, yeah,
it.
Okay,
they don't
great.
Even, they don't even know what's happening.
Okay, then they
You're
give
right.
you, yeah, they know that 1 in 3 people will die of cancer, okay, within the next 20 years. Okay, that's predicted. They know it, all right? And yet, what are they giving you for cancer treatments? Radiation.
Which also
right?
kills you.
Which kills you. Chemotherapy, which kills you. I said, you know, it's like, you know, the whole thing is totally, absolutely insane, okay? And until you realize that, until people realize what's going on with the big pharma and with the medical profession, not in total. Some people believe and really do heal people, but others don't care. Okay, they just, you know, it's the money.
And it's the
right?
luck
it's,
of the draw.
It's the luck of the draw. Yeah. All right. But the thing is there is an absolute design. Okay, planned out there. For human depopulation, and it's planned for now, all right? And, you know, I've read it. By 2020, they expect to lose a third of the United States, okay? A third of the world population. By 2050, they expect to be down to that level of less than 1 billion people on the planet.
You know, to bring it to some sense, Jimmy Carter signed off on that.
Ronald Reagan signed off on that, okay? Bill Clinton signed off on it, and so did this asshole Obama. Okay,
Theo, I want to make a prediction.
All of these bastards signed off on it. That's what the global plan is. That's what Agenda 21 is.
I
want to make a prediction, Leo. Lila?
Yeah.
I want to make a prediction, dear.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
How about you, Leo? You ready?
Sure.
Okay, I predict.
Yep.
That those bastards will be gone by October 31st. There you go. I'm going to predict that, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
It's the first thing I predicted ever on this show.
who's going to take them down, Leo?
They're going to be struck down by
lightning. Does it matter? They're going to be gone.
No, it doesn't matter as long as they're fucking dead and gone.
They're going to be gone, you know. Let me have the dignity of taking care of them my way, but they're going to be gone. I'll tell you that. How's that?
Okay. That's all right with us.
We're going to be left without
the cosmic way, man. The cosmic radiation will cremate all the sons of bitches and leave everybody innocent alive, okay?
Well, they'll be gone. Let's just leave it at that. Let's be humane about this, Leo. I mean, him without sin caused cast the first stone. Besides, if you don't like them, fine. They're going to be gone. No more about it.
I want them all gone, man. Every son of the last son of a bitch.
They'll be gone, so, you know, just don't even think about it anymore. You don't have to worry about it.
I want people of compassion. I don't want people to want to freaking kill your ass, you know?
I was very interested, though, in what John said in the extraterrestrial that he saw. It sounded like it was energy that he saw, the way he described it.
I was going to say that, you know, we've been experiencing lately, you know, in our contact with extraterrestrial, this one case, it's interterrestrial because they are beings that live in the inner earth. And we've talked about that. And,
yeah.
Right.
These beings went into the earth millions of years ago. And actually, they've changed their physical form where I've heard them referred to as lava people because they glow and they look like lava. And they're just electric plasma, but they're crystal. And they learned a long time ago to go into the inner earth and ascend into different life forms. And it was more of a crystal type of silicone where, you know, how long a crystal will last. I mean, it takes millions of years for it to develop. And, you know, its life is millions and millions of years. But, you know, the immortality rate, how long, I don't know. But it's just part of the evolution that our consciousness, we as sentinel beings, can make. And what's exciting is in the end times, they're part of the connection that we are making with the outside world, and in this case, the inside world. But they are life forms much like us, but advanced millions and millions of years. And they've been able to adapt and to live with, you know, some of these negative things that affect us now, like radiation, you know, mm-hmm. being like a crystallized form. They can absorb the damn stuff. And, you know, I was just thinking, as that is one way of dealing with the atomic pollution that I know of, one of the ways is by using crystals to absorb the energies. And this I know for a fact that we can do. But how much we're able to absorb, you know, I don't know. And the mechanics behind it, you know, that's something that our physicist is going to have to work with. But, you know, it's an exciting time. And, John, thank you for calling because, you know, there is no really right or wrong as we look at it now with the powers that be. I mean, they're very primitive, and it's almost next to the barbaric experience that we've had 9,000 years ago when we went through the same thing. It landed us in a primate state for about 15,000 years before we were able to domesticate ourselves to live within a society because of the conditions that we were left with. We became animals. But, John, thanks for calling and for asking that question. But I think the powers that be, the New World Order and so forth, they have nothing to do with this. You know, that is another thing that I believe by the October 31st they're going to be gone too. Or their role is going to be altered at least 180 degrees. I'll tell you that.
That's great. That's something to look forward to, George.
Well, yeah, it is. You know, it's a time to look at this with optimism. You know, not with pessimistic fears. You know, I really believe that
we've been trying to look at it that way, but
stuff.
Very, very difficult when you see how everything is so controlled, everything is so manipulated, everything is so contrived. All right.
Yes, but it's coming apart too, Leo. At the seams, you're right in front of your eyes.
I'm praying that it is, because you know people have to start waking up and seeing and smelling the coffee. Because man, it's really strong. I mean, it's really becoming oppressive. You're seeing chemtrails. You're seeing poisoning of the skies, shortages of food, poisoning of the foods, manipulation of the DNA, manipulation with GMOs, manipulation with aspartame, okay, all these artificial sweeteners, all these other things that are killing people. Now they're finding that all the cell phones are causing cancers, okay? 10 years of steady cell phone use will create tumors. I mean, this is the kind of shit that's happening, George, and it's like everybody's dying in euphoria. George Bernard Shaw said he wanted everybody to be killed. Everybody with less than a significant IQ should be killed, all right? But killed happily, all right? That was his words, happily, all right? So in other words, they're either on drugs or on some crazy-ass,
drinking Diet Coke.
Drinking Diet Coke or whatever. They're going to die happily.
All right? Well, that's why they call this the time of no time. The Mayans talk about the time that we're in time and no time. Anything and everything could happen, but you know this is just a small figment of time that we're into right now, and we are to experience this. So you know whatever.
I agree with you, George. I really that makes so much sense to me. Time of no time right now.
That's what they say we're into, Leo, and you know. That's why, you know, it's being somewhat neutral when things happen because it's something that you can believe, but you can't believe, and it's happening in front of you. I mean, we take a look at the devastation by the weather patterns in the last 10 years, and never in my lifetime have I experienced this. Now, how about you?
It's
unbelievable. It's unimaginable, just like the idea of going to the moon. Now we have nanotechnology where we could put things in your body and change your DNA. it's unfathomable, but you know, it's reality.
It's there. It's happening. It's frightening to death, because I mean, it's so diabolical. All right, that it almost just seems seems impossible. Okay, to believe that anyone could actually think this way. Okay,
it's impossible that the nuclear power plant in Japan went off and it's polluting the world.
It's
impossible, Leo.
Absolutely. It's just amazing. But it's not impossible, because over 40 years ago, back in the 1970s, when they started building these nuclear plants, millions of people were standing up and protesting this stuff and saying, this is a deadly fucking weapon. All right, this is going to destroy us. All right, and people didn't listen. The media didn't pay any attention. Government went ahead and funded this stuff. All right. And now we're stuck with hundreds, thousands of nuclear reactors around the world ready to become Fukushimas. You know what I mean? It's absolutely mind-boggling. Okay.
Well, what we've done in the last 200 years is wage a war on the planet.
Oh, maybe more than 200. Ever since the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. Waging a war on our planet, on planet Earth.
Pollution with waste and killing
the forests, killing the oceans.
But killing people.
Yeah.
I mean,
everything. But not just people, everything.
We've been involving slavery, racism, all of the horrible concepts that man has ever created. All right. We've seen in the last exploited.
I wasn't talking about man.
Years.
I was talking about what man is doing.
Same thing.
Man has waged a war on the planet. He's waged a war on the oceans. He's waged a war on the earth.
He's waged a war against nature.
All right. Look. What you're saying is real, but understand that October 31st is a time where that is over with. Whatever plans and whatever itinerary and that we have been following, you have been following, by that time will come to an end. So we will not be obligated to hold to those old beliefs, that we're open to new beliefs, to be able to live outside of the box, and we're not confined to the box anymore because we've served our time. So we're going to go outside the box, and that's what this October 31st is all about. Now we have another small time to see our direction and to jump. It's like jumping into the abyss. But first of all, we got to come to the edge of the cliff, and that's where we're going to be in October. And from that point, we're going to jump. And where we land is where we land, and that is the October or the December 31st, 2012. And where we go from there is a different story. Some people are going to continue on in this three-dimensional reality as if life didn't change. And I'm referring to basically those earthbound people whose minds are dealing with the earth or dealing with this dimension. They're happy. They're happy with this. And they're the ones that are left behind, if you'd want to call it that. Not because, they don't believe this or that. It's just that, that is not their way. And our ways are going to change drastically, and they're changing now. And what's happening is that we are just finishing and tightening everything down and securing what we've been working on for a lifetime. And now it's time to just let it go, and that's what we're doing. Well, we live in some great times here, some of my old habits that I've had throughout the years, I've been able to just let them go, being retired and so forth. I'm not committed to this and that, but, it's like now I'm living now with a cleaner slate and less things to do or less things that I've committed myself to, and it's great. It's just like a release. And for me, this is my connotation of the changes that we're going through. But I'm enjoying it tremendously.
Well, that's good, George, and I think it should be enjoyed. I think anything where we rise to a higher dimension or higher consciousness, we should be enjoying. It's just that, you know, to me, being a sentimentalist, okay, and a romantic, all right, I appreciate human life. I appreciate, you know, 7.5 or 6.5 billion lives, okay, that might be lost, and the sorrow and the horror and sadness, and tragically.
I happen to believe thou shalt not kill. I really do believe
I do, too.
I don't think you have the right to take someone else.
But, you know, the irony of the whole thing, in my feeling, is that if 6.5 billion, which I hope I am one of them, okay, ascend to a different level, right, then all of the remaining people who think they love the earth and they hate humanity.
Well,
right,
that may not be
those
true,
people
Leo.
Will stay forever in this wasteland, okay, that's left after they've left it. And they will become cannibals, and they will become groveling.
That's your understanding.
That's what's happened over the last 25,000 years ago. You had the same problem.
That's your
all you had was cannibals remaining.
Don't yell at me.
But you
got
to understand that's what happened.
Maybe people love the earth and want to heal it.
They don't. They won't be able to.
Well, you don't
know. Unless they hang around for 25,000 years after the radiation goes away.
Maybe you don't know everything.
I do.
Leo thinks he knows everything.
Absolutely
George.
Everything.
I do believe that even though you say it's the population is 6.5 billion, we got plenty of room in this earth. But, you know, in talking about the interterrestrials, there are parts of this planet, this earth, that we couldn't even imagine.
Right.
And, you know, imagine what a world inside the planet would be. And we talked a couple of weeks ago about the Transylvanian moonrise, where they talked about caverns and tunnels within the inner earth and how, you know, these are very, very old. But, you know, there's a lot here to see. And in a sense, I'd like to come back, but I'd like to come back maybe in a different dimension of reality and be able to live, let's say, within rock or, you know, within the inner earth and not be being forced to, survive or live in a being that needs the sunlight to survive. You know, I'd be open to different life forms, but also I'd be open to come back to the earth to experience, you know, what it has to offer, because I just touched the surface, I think. What about the other planets in the solar system? There's many life forms living here in Venus, and Saturn, and Jupiter, and even Pluto, you know, let alone about Mars. They're inhabited. These planets are inhabited.
Maybe. But all I care about
but go ahead, Leo. I mean, this is going back what is written and what is known.
But, George, really, honestly, you and I and Lila and anybody else listening all really only cares about this planet and, you know, trying to make this planet survive if we can, because it's all we really know.
Well, we are surviving, Leo.
Well, yeah, we are surviving. But if you let guys, if you let these plans happen, all right, that the Illuminati and the, you know, assholes from hell, okay, are planning right now with a human depopulation, with the UN and Agenda 21 and Global 2000 and all these other things, then you have to realize that, you know, all we have, okay, the only thing we have right now is our humanity, right? And, you know, that's it. And whether that's, I mean, I don't know, whether our humanity is good, bad, or indifferent.
Or enough.
You know, we don't know. And maybe in October 31st, we will know. I'm really looking forward to it. Only about 4 or 5 months away. We'll see if there's any change in my testosterone levels.
I find it very interesting that religious figure who said we were going to have the end of the world.
Religious figure.
Camping. Right.
Yeah.
Carol Camping.
Yeah, he changed his date so that it's close to the...
Yeah, October 21st, which was really funny because, I mean, the guy's playing the tune of the Mayan calendar all along, all right? And, and he's still off by, 7 days. So it's like...
Maybe not. It'll just be interesting to see what happens.
Well, I doubt it. We're talking the 28th, and we're talking the December 30th, 21st, and so on and so forth. So
yeah, but
I think
he may not be as crazy as it sounds. I mean, he was talking. He said yes, that it's going to start May 21st, I think, and it's going to come to an end in October. But the ramifications will be felt in between. And
the only thing, George, that makes me doubt that son of a bitch is that he's hanging on to his $80 million. He ain't giving it away.
That may be too, Leo. But you know what caught my attention is that guy down in South who killed 5 people with a gun. I mean, there's been craziness of shooting in the last year or so.
I guarantee if he had $80 million, he wouldn't have shot anybody. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know, Leo, but it's
maybe you would have shot a million
part
people.
Of a trend that scares me too because. It happened. It's you just don't hear about that stuff every day, but we've been hearing about it every week, right?
But it's part of the scenario, man. It's part of the propaganda. It's part of this media manipulation to bring this stuff to you, so you're scared. Be scared. Be very scared, so we can control you. We can have more. We can have more police. We can have more military. We can take care of you.
Leo, would you stop for a minute? It's also to appeal to those other people who are fringe, and it sends them off the deep end.
Sure, they wind up in crazy land. All right.
Yeah.
So it's like this is what's happening, George, and it's like I see it here in Connecticut. I mean, people are getting shot. I mean, this is one of the highest murder states in the country. This little freaking state of Connecticut. Okay.
Well, Hartford every day.
Hartford, Connecticut, the capital city, has had almost a murder, more than a murder every week, okay, since the beginning of the year, right?
No, we've had 15.
No, that was just in the last couple of months, right? And it's like, since the beginning of the year, I mean, they've been murdering people every single freaking week.
Drive-by
shootings on the streets, old ladies getting mugged and killed. I mean, it's just unbelievable. There's a little state of 3 million people. You can't, I don't hear any, we don't get any news from New York City, all right? That stuff happens constantly, every day down there, all right?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, we are what we are. We're a barbaric race, okay? And hopefully, within the next few months, maybe we'll graduate or evolve into a civilized race. Okay, of human beings.
I'd say that there are civilized beings here, but you they're busy right now fighting the war.
Absolutely, but
they're not
holding the guns. They're the ones getting shot. All right,
they're the ones who are struggling just to survive. But all the flooding,
moaning that and protesting
in times of need. And looking for people, missing people during these tornadoes and so forth. That's the war.
There are a lot of heroes, aren't there, George?
Right.
I was watching the news the other night on the tornadoes in Springfield, and people in this cul-de-sac where the tornado hit. They were trying to help each other and look for people that were going door to door, try to find people. It was really wonderful what they were doing to help each other because they couldn't really depend on anybody else. They had to depend on each other.
That's right.
Well,
people
in the neighborhood, people in the communities. But that's what it's going to come down to.
I think there are a lot of wonderful giving people who respond very, very well in times.
But like us,
I could find good.
They're overwhelmed.
Everybody, and that's my Christian upbringing because I have compassion, and I think I have compassion for other human beings. They could be my enemy, but we all have one thing in common, that we have one Creator. And, there's no need to take life so serious. You can only die. That's all what happened.
Remember one thing, too.
Back again.
If God would allow, if our Creator would allow the complete destruction of the human race, then maybe it's time that we go, you know. But I know that if that happens, it's going to lead to another level because we're spiritual beings.
Right, this he'll find a place for us, so we're sentinel beings.
I don't particularly like pain. I don't particularly like suffering. I don't particularly like illness, okay? And I definitely don't care much for death, all right? So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to fight to my last breath, okay, to stay alive. You know, I know you are, and I know Lila is, and I know everybody
out
there.
Leo.
You're not going to fight to the death?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Are you going to just let them kill you?
No, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, forget Lila then.
It's not that simple, Leo, because you don't see it coming.
Walk into the poison.
Yeah, well,
walk into the fog.
Tell me what I'm going to do about a chemtrail.
What are you going to do? You're going to do what we're doing now, talking
about
it, telling people.
But it's still happening.
There's nothing we can do. No, we just take precautions. Okay,
yeah,
when it's
right.
A heavy chemtrail day, you try not to go outdoors, okay, and expose yourself to those kind of toxins.
So, Lana, I do believe we have the energy just to be in our belief systems. We could sit there and believe that will not affect me, and you keep telling yourself that, and you won't be affected by it. And it's like a natural immunity that your body will build up toward that. And, in fact, it will even produce enzymes and cells genes to do that. It will make them. It will remanufacture them. So I believe we have that ability to change, you know, our bodies to meet the environment. We've always done that. And that's been part of our survival technique that human beings have had. We've been able to adapt, and I think
aware of it, George, in order to know how to make that correction in your own mind, in your own body. But if you're not aware of it, then it just happens.
We don't have to have any special talents or medical...
Close to it without knowledge, and then you die, all right? And that's what happens.
You got to believe in yourself first. You got to believe in your Creator that this can happen. And if you believe that will happen, it will happen. And this is a noted fact, and I think with understanding knowledge that, you know, we have more control over ourselves and over our environment than we think we do. And the way in controlling that is just by thinking it. This is another property that us humans have besides our mental ability to contemplate and to think. We have the ability to feel, and we can do the same thing, accomplish the same objective through our emotion, through our heart, as we can through our mind. So one is just faster than the other. One just takes a matter of seconds, where the other takes a lifetime.
We will end.
Okay.
So, it was really nice talking to you, George, though. And I like ending on that positive note. And thank you, John, for calling, even though you didn't get a great reception. It was great.
I apologize if I got overheated, but at the same time, I don't go where that goes, where that thought train goes, and I never can, right? And in the same term, if I got to be one of the 6.5 billion people that go, I'll gladly go. But I know that I'm in the majority, and I know I'm going in the right place.
Okay, all right, Leo.
And those people that stay, be more than happy to stay in an irradiated world, you know, where there's nobody living and there's 6 billion corpses, okay, above
Don't
ground.
Preach.
Have a wonderful life. So anyway, that's my feeling. And
okay.
I'd rather be dead than alive if that was what happened. So,
all right, but I like George's positive note on you think what you are and you think. And you become. So on that, I say thank you, George, and have a great weekend.
Well, thank you. You folks have a good week, and God be with you.
Okay. Talk to you
soon.
George.
Talk to you soon.
And good night, folks.
Good night,
thanks
everybody.
For listening.
Thanks. And good night, everybody. All right. Where's Barnstormer? Here we go.